This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Are you ready to defend your home turf? It's Elizabeth and Radar's Battle of the Burbs. I need a little reverb, like an echo guy over there. Battle of the Burbs. Woo! And we actually threw this out there recently. And the winner from Friday, Bayview with the big victory.
All right, Caledonia.
Over Caledonia.
Ooh, all right. Bayview advances to round number two. So the second round, but now who's battling today and where are we at? Is this close?
We're still in the first round here because we've got Oak Creek versus Elm Grove is today's Battle of the Burbs.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be hard to vote for. I love both those places.
You love everything. I used
to live in Oak Creek.
Yeah, my son lives in Oak Creek.
I love it down there in the 53154.
I love hanging out in Elm Grove, Chocolate Factory. I bike through the park and everything. That's going to be a little bit tough.
Elm Grove is beautiful.
How do you vote for your burb? You go to the Mix Socials. That's Instagram and Facebook stories because they're only up for like 24 hours. You can only vote for that 24-hour stretch.
But this is also your chance to campaign for your burb.
Yeah.
Are you someone from the OC or are you someone that's listening that's from Elm Grove? Why should people be voting for your burb? Because the winner of all of this with Battle of the Burbs is going to get some pretty cool recognition. We're going to go to that city.
Going to the champion.
We're going to try to reach out to the mayor to see if we can get some kind of proclamation made, make this official that you are the winner of Battle of the Burbs. So if you've got that hometown pride and you want some of that publicity for your town, this is your chance to do it. Call in, text 414-432-1099. Why should Oak Creek win in this round of Battle of the Burbs? Or why should Elm Grove win in Battle of the Burbs?
And so
now,
far,
Oak Creek has Drexel Town Square.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
So far, on the Instagram story, and Facebook story for that matter, it's Oak Creek 52-48. And you've got all day to vote now.
That is close.
I know. It's a very close one. So maybe by calling in, joining the show, and saying why one of these should win would help put your town, your burb, over the top in Battle of the Burbs.
I got to tell you that one of my favorite stores is in Elm Grove.
Uh-huh. I feel you.
G-Home.
I feel you.
G-Home is amazing. We've got so many pieces from G-Home in our house. By the way, you will love it. Home decor, gifts, furniture. We had a custom piece that was made for us.
Okay, so
what are
you doing?
They do styling consultation.
Which one are you campaigning for over there?
I don't know. That's the thing. I used to live in Oak Creek. I've got family that lives in Oak Creek.
Uh-huh. I know.
But I'm not far from Elm Grove, and it's just so darn cute.
I've hung out at Drexel Town Square. I take my son out to the Oak Creek Diner for breakfast all the time.
We need to find somebody from Elm Grove to get on here and campaign. And again, if you're from Oak Creek, this is your chance. 414-432-1099.
It'd be great if we could get an Oak Creek versus Elm Grove call. Two different calls here on
Battle
the show.
Battle it out.
Battle it out that way. Let's go.
On a Monday morning.
Yeah, let's go.
You guys with it enough to call in and campaign for your burb?
Who's better? Oak Creek or Elm Grove. Come on, people.
They're both great, but the way it works in the brackets is that there can only be one winner.
Really can only be one. Yes, absolutely. 414-432-1099. Forget about brackets. It's all about burbs. Battle of the Burbs with Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. Today's matchup, Oak Creek versus Elm Grove. Who is going to come out on top and move on to round number two? So far, Oak Creek is leading on our Instagram and Facebook stories, 52-48. That's how you vote, people.
That is a tight game right now.
It is.
Okay, go to @991TheMix on Instagram or facebook.com/991TheMix to vote. And we are seeing your messages come through to the Siding Unlimited text line of who y'all want to vote for, Oak Creek or Elm Grove. And our biggest thing is you need to also campaign for why. We've got a couple messages here. Elm Grove's beautiful. Everybody's so friendly in Elm Grove. Easy to round in Elm Grove. Not too big, not too small. We see all of that. Here's one that says, Laundry Shop Linda message and said, Oak Creek all the way.
Whoop, whoop.
People said, how can you compete with Drexeltown Square?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
I don't know, but the park in Elm Grove is pretty solid. Nice to bike around, walk around. They got Chocolate Factory. What else we got?
There is this message here.
Okay.
OC is going to get a Buc-ee's. Immediate winner.
Oh.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.